Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, Clips of the Week time. We have 14 for you. So, Andy, kick us off.
We start with Alvin Martin discussing the former Huddersfield manager.
If you look at Huddersfield, I mean, I can't believe how positive David Wagner is. I think he's brilliant. He reminds me of my mum, you know.
Really? Not the beard. I'm sure.
Alvin, dinner's ready.
I'm not sure it's not the beard. Definitely not. So this is cricket correspondent John Norman from a balmy Barbados.
The sun just about travelling to the part of the sky which gives us a little bit of relief here in the press box. I had to put a hat on earlier and some suntan cream. I won't rub it in, though.
Won't work then, will it? Not useless. Much point, really. You're just going to run just all down your face onto your clothes, John. You haven't really thought that through. You need to get that technique sorted. So
Nigel,
what's next?
Nigel Botherway now on Fisherman's Blues.
As we have unique and unusual fish species in our lakes, golden tench, koi tench, golden orf, koi orf.
You koi orf.
Yeah, no need for that, is there? No need for bad language.
It's quite shocking swearing at the listeners.
People to koi orf. Here's Anne-Marie Batson reporting on the Aussie Open tennis and recalling a legendary doubles partnership.
Andy Murray was down a break in the third but managed to pull it back and the crowd got on their feet, chapping and clearing.
Remember them? Bob Chapping, Steve Clearing, the two Americans.
Tremendous.
They used to have those trick shots through the legs, giving the ball boy the racket. They were star, always
the
stars.
Signs they used to make behind their back.
Yeah, always stars at Wimbledon, Chapping and Clearing. I love watching them, didn't you?
Tremendous. Yeah. It's Mickey Gray alongside Sam Matterface at Blackburn versus Newcastle.
I always question why we don't have this golden goal. You know, we talk about how many games that clubs have to play throughout a season.
Yeah, Susan. It's interesting, that, isn't it? I'm always a big fan of Frankie Valli and the Four Susans.
Yeah, it's a hotel we stayed at, wasn't it, once?
Yeah, that's what, the Four Susans, we did. I think
and
we
one
did.
Of my favourite characters in Neighbours, Susan Kennedy.
Yeah, that's very, very true, isn't it? And we had joy, we had fun, we see where we're going with that. And I'm at home, I've just bought a lazy Susan. Yeah.
Why not?
Very nice.
Good.
Okay, so then shortly after that, poor old Mickey was struck by the curse of the commentator.
I'm still to wonder, and I've watched all of this game and I've seen him a few times playing out, what Hosseliu actually does. I really don't know what he does. He doesn't look like a goal scorer to me. His hold-up play isn't the best I've seen. He makes runs when he knows that the ball's not going to come his way.
Here's an effort from distance. It's missed by the goalkeeper. Hosseliu is chasing up and he has scored.
Mickey's laugh because he knows. Yeah, no. He knows what's going to happen.
We've all
next.
Done that. I did that last Saturday with William. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you were saying to me, William must never play for Chelsea. What a great goal.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've all done it.
Here's,
so is it? And that's you. Go on, you carry
it
on.
It is. I got all excited there. Yeah. Here's Georgie Bingham and Tony Cascarino on the Weekend Sports Breakfast with a music quiz.
Andy Carroll's back on the music.
I mean, not a clue. Not even a little. Have you got a clue? I mean, as long as you don't take the points off,
can
it doesn't
I say,
matter.
Just say a name. Manic Street Porters.
The Manic Street Porters, Andy. Yeah, remember then the Manic Street Porters?
Yeah. Of course, Janet Street Preacher would have got that right.
She would. Janet definitely would have got that one right. That's it. This is David Marsland with the sports news.
Leeds United owner Andrea Reggiani has met with his Derby counterpart. Might as well just give up.
Thank goodness he didn't, because he's doing it this afternoon.
Yes, I'm pleased to see he didn't follow up with that threat. And, I do like his Derby counterpanter, though.
Marvellous.
We've always wanted a Derby counterpanter.
And it's Alan Brazil now, alongside Ray Parler.
Arsenal? Did I hear someone say this morning that De Gea's got to go? I'm like, what?
Who?
Someone's drinking.
Leaving
in there,
Arsenal. Yeah, it was lucky that Ray didn't do the old where he spat his tea everywhere. Mm. Yeah. This is a Manchester City caller to drive.
But I can't see us winning it. I just don't know why. I just can't see it. The post nannies was done when we played in the UEFA Cup and we played a team, forget who it was, and they scored and they turned round.
Yeah, I think it might have been Poznan.
I think it was.
I think the clue's in the name, mate, really. May have been Poznan who did it. Yeah. So,
back to weekend breakfast. Yeah. And listen to this. I quite fancy going skiing with Tony Cascarino.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. Yeah. It was a good deflection technique. Well done.
I've had a few of them do that in dressing rooms, go off pissed.
Yeah, well, pieced, I think the word is.
I think so.
I think pieced is the word. But as I said, wouldn't mind going
different times when Tony played.
Skiing with Tony. And we were shocked to hear Fisherman's Blues' Nigel Botherway say this last Sunday.
Seeing tuna smashing into baitfish. And like I say, I've caught them in Gibraltar, caught them on poppers.
Blimey.
Really?
Well, okay. You know, everybody's got their own ways of staying awake. So, Andy, what's next?
It's back to Ray Parler, who's wearing incredibly well.
You know, you're putting the pressure back onto the other team. I remember being 98 when I played against for Arsenal.
I mean, he's doing well, Ray, isn't he?
Yeah, very well.
Incredibly
yeah.
lovely, quite lovely clear skin for a man of that age, man, well into his hundreds.
Mm.
And finally, now this is a long clip, folks, but please stick with it because the payoff, we believe, is worth it. And it's Danny Kelly on the warm-up, quickly regretting asking Mike Parry the question, how'd you get from Bournemouth to Goodison Park?
What happens is you come out of Bournemouth, you go along the West Way, you then head down the A27, and then you see the sign which says M3. So you go left onto the M3. You're now on the M3, heading up towards the M25. However, being smarter than the average bear, you only go as far as the A34, and you come off the A34, and then you're heading towards the Midlands. Now, the A34, if you stay on it, will take you all the way to Salford in Greater Manchester, which isn't any good if you're going to Goodison Park, obviously, but it goes right to the northwest of England, OK? However, again, smarter than the average bear, you then get onto the M40, and then the M42 to go around Birmingham, onto the M6, OK? And by the way, again, if you're smart, you can pay £5 or £6 on the toll road,
yeah.
The toll road and get through it much, much quicker than the ordinary M6. It brings you out just shy of Junction 8, which is the A5. You go off left on the A5 and you go along that road there, under Ironbridge, which was built by Thomas Telford and all that. Then you turn right up the A41 and you're heading to Chester. You then go along that carriageway, you pick up the M53, you go shooting down the Wirral, you go through the Kingsway Tunnel. You then come up on the other side, obviously, on Merseyside. You go into Everton Valley and onto the car park at Stanley Park. You are then a 200-yard walk away from Goodison Park. Easy.
How often does this go wrong with roadworks and things, this journey for you?
I never do it now. If I go to Goodison now, I do the train.
Fantastic,
I know. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
A man who gives you a really in-depth road map of Bournemouth to Liverpool and then doesn't even drive it himself.
No, he could just use a sat-nav. Yeah. But there you go.
So there we are. There's your clips of the week. Thank you to Jez Dobbs, Roger in Durham, James Watts, Richard H., David Clark, Georgie Bingham is supplying us with clips.
Well done,
thank
Georgie.
You, Georgie. Julian Gent, Les, Wayne, Phil Eccles, Michael Lott, Ruthless, Jason Kenny, Ray Hill. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089. Tweet to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. We need a day and a time when you heard it on the station. We'll listen back, and if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs show on TalkSport.
Is this Sports Talk?
No, it's TalkSport.
Well, TalkSport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the TalkSport app.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.